When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with Dion Curry and Chris Bangalang. And we have a guest who popped in the middle of the podcast. Hey, White Boy Chris Jr. Hey, White Boy Chris Jr.
It's Boss Baby. So whenever we go into the YMCA, there is one particular care worker, and she's black, and she, whenever she walks in, she goes, "Hey, Boss Baby."
That's what he looks like too.
I'm sorry,
buddy.
You
did just scream in his fucking ear.
I scared him. I'm so sorry.
He said, "I'm not used to that loud shit."
I'm sorry, buddy.
Hollering that baby ear like that.
We'll be right back because I think D-Fax about to get this white man.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Got the flavor, these are not the same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Hey, I'm sorry, it's gonna be a little unorthodox. I'm on my phone today. Okay. I'm grocery shopping, but I'm glad to be here.
What do you buy now? What do you eat?
About all this shit. And the house is still empty.
Did you go to Sam's Club, Costco?
I actually went to Sam's Club this time.
You have a lot of people. You have a lot of people in the house, so I imagine you've got a bulk shop.
Yeah, it's a motherfucker. Yeah, freezer. This one, two portion. Motherfucker, Dion. Hey, Dion.
Hey, let's grab some water.
Just grab me some water.
You at the house?
I actually went grocery shopping. Hey, yeah. Hey, I'm podcasting. I need you to shut the fuck up. Here. I'm trying to put up this food I bought. Look, the kids don't give a fuck. Yolanda, come here. I want you to think about what you did. Look at this. Do that look like that's nice and neat? Y'all look at this. Tell me this nice and neat. Won't you put it in that nice and neat? Thank you. Yes, it can. It don't have to stand up. Each one of those lay down. Nice and neat.
What was that?
Evian water, and she had laid it on the side all in there.
Oh.
Give her a break. She does not have... She doesn't have experience in an $800 night hotel. She doesn't know how it's supposed to go.
She used to stack in Dasani? Is that what it is?
Yeah. She's a kid. She's not out there. In
stack like
LA.
You got Evian, not Dasani. That water away like the quality you got.
Are you on the Wi-Fi? Because your signal's not too good.
You look really
okay,
blurry
let me get
on
my screen. What about now?
That's better.
Is she blurry on your screen, Chris?
Not now. Whatever she did, I think worked.
Wait, it could be my phone dirty. Hold on. Edit that part out.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. What I like is she's got all the Evian, but she's drinking Deer Park.
Am I drinking Deer Park? I'm drinking Pure Life. I don't like Evian. Hold on, loud. What the fuck did I just do?
You put it back in your shirt.
Is that better?
There we go. Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm gonna go have a seat. Give me an MP. Get my purse out of the car. Okay. Y'all saw the big snake at my house yesterday.
What kind of snake?
No, I didn't see no snake. What?
Oh, was it the...
Oh, my God. He was so fucking big.
Was it in the shower?
He was so fucking big. He was in the closet. He was in the closet. Nakiel was spraying some stuff for me, and he was in the fucking closet. And so, Nakiel, I have never seen Nakiel.
Was that Ashley's room?
Yeah. Are you sure it was a snake?
Fuck yeah. It was not Ashley's room, okay? It was the outside closet, because a couple of days ago, I'm on the phone, baby. I'm doing a podcast. It's some lamb over there. Put the lamb up. So the plumber came and said, "You got this big ass snake up under your house." So I was like, "Fuck that nigga. Long he don't come upstairs. He welcome to live down there." So the inspector came out to inspect the house to tell me what else I need to do to move in. And I guess the snake heard him and said, "Fuck this shit. I'm going to crawl to the other side of the house." So he just chilling in the closet, fatter than a motherfucker. Put it right down. Fatter than a motherfucker. Now, Kiel go out there, he's spraying this stuff to fill up little holes and stuff, you know, that we done made after the people come in and spray foam your house. Oh, my God. So, now, Kiel didn't know he was on the other side of the wall. So, now, Kiel done spray all this sticky spray foam shit on him. So, when we get him, that's what all that white stuff is, glue. He couldn't move. He was like, that's how he was trying.
Did you post it anywhere?
Yeah, I posted. I tell my husband to go get the gun. He go get a BB gun with no motherfucking bullets. Look at him. It's on my Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, I just looked to see.
It's on my Instagram. I'm on the phone. And this snake was so fucking big. If it can't no more fit in there, it's 100 refrigerators right here. You can put some water in that refrigerator. You can go downstairs and do that. That's what I was dealing with yesterday.
Did you get the video, Chris?
No, not yet. But I have a scary thought. What if that?
It's on my Instagram.
It's not on your Instagram. Unless
it is.
Oh, another snake. Okay, I got it. Okay.
Damn.
Sorry. I just
black snakes make them nervous.
You had a giant, it even says another snake, and I'm like, I don't see it. Here we go.
This house is killing me, y'all. Another damn snake. What's crazy is this is the second snake in the same damn year. My son was doing some work around the house for me, sealing up some holes and stuff. But make a long story short, he found this big ass snake, which you're gonna see in this video. Look at this big ass snake I found in my house. Woo, Jesus. Thank God for white people. Killing.
Oh, you don't do that.
What the fucking snakes won't stay at my house? Woo! Sir, back up before he bites you. He gonna bite you, sir. He gonna bite you. Oh, Jesus. Have mercy. Look at him. Oh, my fucking God. Let me see him. No, don't walk over here to me. Look at this snake. Now you can go over there and you can put him in the trash can. I tell my husband to go get his gun because I'm scared. I ain't trying to say no wildlife like that. I know what y'all saying. Oh, man, Pat, you could bring your ass on my house and you put him back out there. I'm not going to do that. How about my husband go get a BB gun with no fucking BBs?
Look at
that good old white man that was at my house today.
Yeah, I'm not trying to sound insecure, but do you have another white friend that wears gym shorts, or who is that guy?
I was the elevator guy.
All right, so he heard me. Okay, good.
He heard us. He heard Nakiel hollering like a bitch because me and my husband were sitting on the floor, and all I heard was "no," and I was like, "Did he think it's a snake or rape?"
You thought Nakiel was screaming rape after sealing up holes.
Her man had him.
He put the glue in the wrong hole and raped himself.
I runs out there, right? I run down there, and it's the big ass snake in the closet. Scared the holy fucking shit out of me. Oh my God. Yeah, just, it's been rough.
You're in the country, right?
Yeah, I'm in the country.
You just got a lot of snakes around you.
I have a lot of rat snakes. So they're not poisoning, but they will bite. So
they get big too.
Take all the laundry detergent and put it on the counters in the laundry room.
What kind Everything of snake was that? Room.
That was a rat snake. Okay. But he was juicy, baby. He was, and he couldn't scratch out, son. He couldn't scratch out for the simple fact that Nakia had sprayed all the motherfucking glue on him.
Leave the snake alone.
Control come pick him up or what y'all well, doing?
Nakia didn't know he was in the closet. So as he was spraying, filling up the hole, the stuff was flying on the other side.
Oh, okay.
And he was down there on the floor chilling. So when Nakia went to walk in the closet, he was like, nigga, unglue me.
Oh, so, yikes.
That What'd was you my dang with the snake?
So you heard me tell the man, kill him. He said, you don't want to do that.
No, a white guy wearing gym shorts is not going to kill a snake. He's going to take that home.
No, so what he did, he's like, don't kill him, don't kill him. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about that snake. So he picked him up and walked him all the way across the street and put him in my neighbor bushes.
Oh, man. That guy is the neighbor with that looks like the guy
you
from the movie.
You relocated a fucking snake he fucking glued together. That nigga gonna come back and fuck all. That's crazy. He gonna murder all y'all.
He was glued together, baby, because it was that corking stuff. So that shit is really sticky. Once you spray it, it blows up. And that snake could hardly move. I felt sorry for him, but if he were bare mouthed and didn't have no teeth, I would have given him a bath. But I'm not fucking with him. I'm not fucking with him.
I am deathly afraid of snakes, so I'm okay with you killing it. Nope.
I was okay with me killing it too, but he didn't want to kill it.
You shouldn't have killed them. They're good. They're actually good for your house. They keep the rats
they're
away.
They're good for your house. Yeah. They're going to keep the rats away. But if he can stay down on the other, let me have these 4 acres. Go down there and kill them with the 3 acres. If you kill them down there, they'll never make it up here.
You saying get them before they get to me?
Pretty much. Get them before they get to me because I don't have time for that bullshit.
One rat snake will get rid of the rats. Two more will get rid of an IKEA. So problem solved.
Yeah, because Nakia almost shitted himself. So with that said, speaking of shitting yourself, did y'all hear about Trump farting in court?
No. Was it in court?
He been farting all week in court. If that's the Ozempic fart, I know he's killing them folks.
Yeah, because he's lost a lot of weight.
If he is on Ozempic, oh my God. He even letting a little shit out in his drawers. I think it's very funny that he's sitting in the court and farting.
I didn't think that was real. That's real.
I don't know. I just keep hearing people saying it.
I heard it too.
I
feel like somebody on one of the mainstream channels would say something.
Trying to
well,
find
maybe
an article.
They lying because he didn't.
It's
look
all
like
over Twitter.
But I don't know if it's true, but if Trump is farting in court...
It's hard to sit there that long without having a couple farts, right?
What? No, bro.
Well, my daddy was Trump agent. He would say stuff like, I got a shit. And I'm like, right now, the shit is coming. And if my daddy would fart, he was like, it'd be like, daddy, you fart. Better out than in. I could die if I hold it.
I'll admit it. During Miss Pat Settles It, I had to let a couple go, and I blamed it on Jasmine Love. Ray J was like, what was that? I was like, I don't know what she's eating over there. I really did actually fart one day. I was like, I felt bad about it, but I couldn't help it. We'd had that barbecue.
Did it
lunch.
Smell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jasmine and Ray J are pros, unlike me.
It's hard to hold a fart, nigga. That is something that would. That's going back to the house. That was something would just come out of you no matter how hard you try to hold it.
Yeah.
It's fuck you. It's going to come the fuck out.
Have you ever been on stage or on a TV shoot or movie shoot and felt like you need a shart? You get that real hot poop?
All the time. Yeah, all the time.
The catering hits?
When Tommy Davidson called, what you call it?
A rhinoceros?
A dinosaur? A rhinoceros.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I peed on myself. I had to go change my drawers. I said, you was there when you did. I said, I got to go to my trailer. I'll be back. Nigga, that piss was rolling down my leg. Because I had to pee anyway. And when he made me laugh that hard, I pissed myself. You were a rhinoceros in a dress. Nigga, it was over with me. I screamed. I peed. I fell the fuck out. And that's always been like one of the funniest episodes, but y'all gotta see on May the 23rd when the new season of Miss Pat show come out. Y'all gotta see the episode with Gary Underwood. She wrote the slavery episode. Huh? Fucking hilarious.
I think fucking hilarious. I think she was telling me about that back when we shot the first season of Miss Pat Settles It. And I remember just the way she was describing it was hilarious.
It's so fucking funny. It's so funny. So, what is it, a week before we go now?
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Sixth season of Miss Pat Settles It. We about to start shooting it.
Yep.
Fourth season of the Miss Pat show come out May 23rd. And I'm trying to sell other shit. Hollywood ain't like men with money. It's rich. You don't have to open. Oh, yeah. It ain't like rich men with money who just buy pussy. Hollywood likes to buy from the same person. They don't like to try new pussy.
So it's
because I'm considered new pussy.
I think people would be surprised to hear that Hollywood's monogamous.
With the TV show,
they put the same people in the same shows.
Yep.
All the fucking time. All the time. I'm like, can y'all at least cheat?
Yeah, you watch HBO, you see a lot of the same actors, and there's that regime show right now, and there's the guy from Rome in it. He's been in it like every HBO TV show.
Yeah, when a network like you, they will work you on every show that you don't even fit in. You will look up and there's a Russian in a black family sitcom. Oh, he's good for the environment. Okay. Yeah, that's the shit that happened. Y'all literally just sent me a text about, where is it? Woman buried by, oh my God, a woman buried by the husband alive?
Yeah, let me pull it up. Young Suk. Her name is Young Suk. Called 911 on her Apple Watch after allegedly being buried alive by her husband. Yikes.
All right, I didn't think they had it in
them. Wait a minute. He buried her with her Apple Watch?
Oh. Yeah, that's like that's what got the head of Saudi Arabia.
Has he never seen any Buried Alive movies? You take all the light sources away.
2 years ago in October, he kidnapped his wife from Washington, D.C. They were going through a divorce, and he was using his wife's house to do his laundry. They were arguing about money, and he attacked her, tied her up, drove her into the woods, started digging a hole, stabbed her, and placed her in the ground. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
After being put in the ground, she could hear her husband walking around the hole and dirt being put on top of her, but she was wearing her Apple Watch, was able to alert her daughter and best friend as well as call 911 before she was dragged into his Dodge Caravan. Then he smashed the Apple Watch. She eventually broke free, ran for 30 minutes, and found someone shed and hid. What a horrible story. See, this is why domestic violence, it's... Miss Pat, you had that domestic violence incident in your old neighborhood like a couple months ago. He had been convicted or he had been tried for killing his first wife. And then he got the guy from Plainfield. It's 90% of these cases end up in this place where it's this kind of horrible story. The cops don't do shit.
Damn, Chris, you don't. Made me sad, nigga.
I know. I really bummed everybody out.
When you as a female, you got to get a gun. They come through that motherfucker. You just bust, and you just hope it ain't your kids. And if you tell them, you tell them you're sorry.
but she did.
Yeah, you did. You get divorced. You don't let him in the house.
But the thing is, if she said if it's your kids, you just say sorry. Shit, I thought she was your dad or your stepdad. Because I'm 100% for women standing up for themselves or men, whoever's in a domestic violent relationship. Because that shit ain't no joke. And a lot of time when people are even in a relationship, they won't even talk about it. And this lady here, she probably finally got up the guts to leave this motherfucker. And then he want to kidnap her. I was thinking, how much she weigh? Because didn't he pick her up and run out the door with her?
Yeah, she's pretty small, look like. She's pretty slight.
That's why I eat.
Yeah.
Wait, was he throwing dirt on her? And then she was just like, fuck this. I'm calling the police and my sister.
You got to have pretty good. You're in the woods underground and your Apple Watch. That's a good advertisement for the watch and that cell service. It wasn't T-Mobile.
So when did he realize she had the cell? When did he realize she had the watch?
When she was calling, he probably heard her calling. And then he dug her up and then took her. And then she broke free at some point and started running through the woods and hid in the shed.
Where did he stab her?
In the chest, because I saw that order, bro.
Man.
First of all, if we divorce it, you need to go to the laundromat, do you? You're not bringing your motherfucking no, over here.
You don't let the...
First of all.
My dad is not like this and not a violent man, but when my parents got divorced when I was 15, my mom changed the lock, and he's like, I'm paying for the house. She's like, fuck, you can pay for the house, but you're not coming in. Changed all the locks. Nope. Bye.
I can understand not letting a nigga you don't fuck with not do their laundry. I wouldn't want that shit in my house.
I don't want you in my motherfucking house. Yeah. How's your dad doing? He ready to vote for Trump?
He's not going to like it, but he's going to. Because he just spent $275 at Walmart on groceries. He's like, I've had enough.
I just spent $2,000. I'm still voting. I'm making a shirt, y'all. You should order it from me. It said, I'm not voting for Biden. I'm voting against Trump.
I'm not going to order it, but if you want to send me one.
Who the fuck wearing that long-ass shirt to read?
What is your shirt that you're wearing?
And this one long too. A person who congratulates motherfucker who congratulates you for really hating on you. But isn't that cute? So I'm having a maid now. I'm not voting for Biden. I'm just voting against Trump.
Whatever makes you feel good about your vote, that's fine. Me, I'm not voting.
That's really good. That's what everybody. I'm pissed off too at food. Food is that, but it's really not the president. It's fucking corporation.
No,
to give you a half a box of cereal for $7.
No,
No, they allow those people to price gouge us.
No, that's not how it works. You can't print all of this money, devalue the currency, send everyone checks, do PPP, and then make everybody stay home. It's basic supply and demand. It has nothing to do with price gouging. It has everything to do with supply chains. Every business owner is paying more for everything.
Let me say this to you. Let me tell you something. Biden didn't do that. Trump did all that. Trump gave
them
niggas that money. Trump gave them black folks out here in the fending line. Everybody had an LLC. Trump made... For 6 months, we felt white in this country.
He, at one point, you can look it up. He got mad at Nancy Pelosi because the stimulus.
What the fuck did you just say?
I'm moving on. The stimulus bill wasn't big enough.
No. He was going to make her explain that one to me. The fuck does that even mean?
I knew what she meant.
They weren't shooting us. They weren't beating us. We was able to go places and eat with him. We weren't getting side-eyed when we walked into Gucci and Fendi and Chanel. They were, what? Come on,
so
man.
Are you saying exactly what Trump is saying, which is, the blacks had it better under me. Nobody ever did more for blacks than I did.
Oh, Stephen A. fucking, what are you talking about?
Pat down with Candace Owens.
I'm just saying, when they gave out all that fucking ridiculous money, everybody was equal. Because I lived in Plainfield, and them white folks was getting that money. Every nigga I know was out applying for him an LLC, a sole proprietorizer, whatever the fuck you call it.
Proprietorship. What?
A sole proprietorizer.
You can't have one if you can't say it.
Everybody had it going on, but it wasn't the right way. That ain't how you boost the economy.
I just think, I do think that corporations are price gouging. All that shit, we can't get no wood, we can't get this. A lot of prices have came down. Why food so high? It ain't, and tell me why food so high.
Because of supply chain, basically, and tariffs, again, so, which was Trump. And it's like chicken, for instance, we actually get a lot of our chicken from China. And so it's very expensive to bring the chicken over to from China because of,
he put that
of gas prices. Yeah. So it's
gas is high.
Nigga, yep. We got enough chicken here. The fuck, we buying they chickens
You'd
for?
You think, but we have Popeyes and KFC and.
I drove by a nigga who got 5 chickens in his yard right now. We can snatch them niggas up.
No, speaking of chicken, I want to say Bojangles, you ain't shit. I drove way down to Bojangles because I was craving some chicken. Bojangles is about 20 minutes from my house. I pull up at it. I'm tasting the Bojangles. I smell it in the air. I said, can I have 4 wings and a biscuit? She said, we have no chicken. I said, impossible, bitch. You just say Bojangles chicken. I said, what do you have? A steak biscuit. Bitch, you.
That happened.
I was so.
That happened to me like a month ago. I went to this place in Oldenburg, Indiana called Wagner's, which is famous for fried chicken. That's all they have is fried chicken. And they didn't have any chicken. They're like, we have just hamburgers. I'm like, you're famous for your fried chicken. The truck, we just can't get supplies. What the fuck? When Bojangles can't get chicken.
They had no motherfucking chicken. They offered me a steak biscuit. I said, bitch, you a chicken house, not a steakhouse.
That's like going to the massage parlor to ask for a hand job, and she's like, I don't got no arms.
Come here, buddy.
She got to give you a foot job, and you like, I don't want no foot job.
Hey, fat man.
I got to watch. Eleanor is going to her dad, so he's going to hang out for the end of the podcast here. He's 10 months. Look at these chubby little arms.
I see them.
He's so cute.
He is really cute. That means your nuts can produce nice things.
Finally.
He is such a cutie pie. Because if he won, I would tell you. I'd be like, that's an ugly ass baby.
You call your grandson. What do you call him?
Construction worker.
He's really cute.
Yeah. Just a good boy. Learn to crawl up the stairs.
When y'all having another one?
She's primed and ready. But I'm like, no, let's just get, come on. Let's get this one fully baked here.
I told you not to marry that Amish. I told you not to marry that Amish.
Better go get snipped, Chris.
She just bought.
Didn't I tell you not to marry that Amish?
She bought pregnancy tests. I'm like, we aren't.
Well, them Amish people like that, they like to see their dress poked out.
It's true. I'd argue if I could, but.
You know how desperate you are for pussy. But you know
where the fuck did you learn that, Miss Pratt, that they learned?
What?
How much people do you know to be knowing this shit?
They always pregnant. All they do is tie their hair up like black women, and then they keep their stomach poked out because they're pregnant. And I don't know how Amish people make so many babies. They be so musty.
Oh, man.
How many Amish people do you deal with on a daily basis?
None. See what happened when they teach you stereotypical shit about a certain group of people? I just said that because that's what I've heard. The same way I heard that all black people steal and white people kill their wives and kids. So.
The Koreans apparently tried to kill her.
Who?
That Korean man article stabbed his wife.
Article that bummed everybody out.
Yeah. I guess that's what happened when you run out of ingredients in your house.
Yeah, just don't let your ex-husband in your house.
I don't have an ex-husband, but I would not let my ex in my house. My ex keep calling me through Facebook. I'm like, what the fuck do you want? I just want to talk to you. I said, nigga, you don't have that privilege.
What does he want?
Nothing. To tell people I'm his baby mama.
They asked if you're ready to have another kid.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, she was quick with it, Chris. Protect yourself, brother. Protect yourself.
Why do you want to have another key?
I feel like an NBA player right now.
But you don't.
She
did. Yeah, you about white women try to have all the babies.
Didn't even take a breath.
Why does she want to have all them fucking children?
I don't know, man, but I'm tired. I'm real tired. This one's going to college when I'm going to be on Social Security.
I never thought I would come to the day where you was like, you tired of fucking, but I'm proud of you.
I'm tired of that.
I don't think he said that.
I'm just at the age where it's 8:30 and they need to go to bed. I need to fall asleep watching the game by 9.
I can see you butt naked with like two little lumps on the side of your penis.
Oh my God, can we please wrap this podcast? Baby sitting right there. You just...
What's your little thing wearing?
Listen to this. Look over here and laugh. Be cute over here. Oh, he's learning high.
What's his name?
Matthew. So he's...
Matthew say small penis. Penis?
Stop. What are you doing?
Penis. Through dick. Dick.
What are you doing? What dick are Matthew. You doing?
Stop. What you talking about what I'm doing?
Why are you saying
this? Dick. They're white. They're Uncle Nate. Uncle Dick. Look at him. He got excited. He got an Uncle Dick. I'm going to keep him one day. Is he walking?
He's getting real close. He can stand up. He can do squats. Yeah, look, he's standing right now.
I hope the next one you have is a set of twins. Maybe she want to stop.
Oh my God, I've got.
Is she the type of person that have baby with no medication?
We had, we didn't do IVF, but we did have like shots and stuff. She had to have like blood thinners to have Matthew.
No, I'm not talking about IVF. I'm talking about did she get an epidural?
Oh yeah, no.
Epi what?
Epidural.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
When Kiara went in labor, she was like, my mama had me natural. She want me to have my baby natural. I said, your mama was a motherfucking fool, bitch. Yeah. You better get this epidural. Your pussy gonna fall out.
Yeah. No. It...
And she waited, and she finally said, give me the epidural.
Reagan doesn't do well with
epidural
pain.
Epidural sounds like a fucking cigarette.
Reagan doesn't do well with pain, so when they rubbed...
Epidural.
When they rubbed the alcohol on her back, she went, ooh! They didn't even give her the shot yet. She started to scream, just the little alcohol pad.
Let me tell y'all something about pregnancy. It's a pain that you cannot describe. Two pains I've felt in my life that you cannot describe them. You have to experience hunger pain to the point where you're about to faint and giving birth. Two different pains, but hurt like a motherfucker.
You think
I believe you.
Hunger pain, you're putting that in the same league as birth?
I've been that hungry when my stomach was hurting so bad.
Okay, I got you.
I've been that hungry, yes. And that's a pain that makes, that's a memory that makes me angry. To for your stomach to hurt that bad,
yeah.
You gotta be really hungry. Well, you just need something. Because at that point, your body eating on your body.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, and pregnancy. When I had Junebug was 10 pounds, and he would not turn around. His head was up, his feet was up under my titties. And they was trying to get him to turn around. And I just kept feeling, why do it feel like a ball coming out of my booty hole? He was pressing down on my booty hole so bad. They was like, fuck it, let's give her a
such
C-shape.
A pretty picture that you painted for us.
My son, the pain in the ass.
Oh, my booty hole was hurting so bad. Yes, my booty hole was hurting so bad. So finally, they couldn't get him turned around. They gave me a C-section, right? Mm. And when she pulled him out, she said, look at this. This is what was in you. He was just looking like, what my motherfucking milk is. He was 10 pounds, 2 ounces. Oof. And I remember his teacher calling me and said, you just had 2 bags of sugar. 5-pound bags of sugar.
That's crazy. Who was the biggest of your babies?
And he never wore newborn pampers. Juma.
Okay. I just thought Nikea
10 might pounds, be 2 ounces.
Bigger.
Nikea used to be real skinny like Dion back in the day. Mm. All right, that baby gonna pull that toupee off.
Not the toupee.
Not the toupee, but yeah, a few clothes.
So, birth. The worst thing you can do is give birth by a man who ain't never had no kids. Because I had already had a baby by a nigga who had a lot of kids. When I gave birth to Deanna, each time Garrett punked out, he went and got his mama. Garrett went and got his special need uncle, his mama, his nephew.
To help in the delivery room or what?
He brought all of those people.
What does his uncle do?
He brought
do?
All of those people back. His uncle was special need, right? So all he did was walk and pick up shit off the floor. And Uncle Ted would not say, that's a Garrett, why would you bring that man up here? Every time a doctor threw a glove on the floor, he was in the way picking it up.
Is this
putting it in his pocket?
After the baby was born?
Now I had all my kids at Grady. So Grady remodeled. So now when you're giving birth, your family can be sitting over here in the waiting room while you in the bed giving birth. It was that type of room. It was big like that. And so it was his mama, my nephew, Ashley, his special need uncle, his mama all up in my ass. I'm like, ooh, yours don't look like a lot of them I done seen. The fuck are you talking about?
She said she had an ugly one.
So when I push Ashley out, she tells the lady, she said, oh, she having a Bible, man. You need to get that up. I felt so uncomfortable. I said, Garrett, why would you go get your motherfucking mom to look up my ass?
My gosh, that's horrible.
And so I asked him, he left, and I called, and I'm like, I'm about to have a baby. Where you at? He said, I went to go get my mama. I said, why? Hey, when he get back, I said, why you went to go get your mama? Oh, I ain't have no money to park, so I need some money for the meter. We were so poor. One of the biggest arguments we had is when I went in labor and Gary said, catch an ambulance. No, I said, I'm going in an ambulance. He said, no, let me take you. He said, because if I take you, I can get in free, I can probably get a free parking spot. I don't give a fuck about your park.
Yeah, but that $20 was a lot.
No, but he actually asked me, I went in labor on a Wednesday. He's like, you can't hold it to Friday when I get paid. So I have money to park.
No.
I said, it don't work like that, Gary.
I've been that.
It don't work like that.
I get it.
Two extra days of labor for up front.
Joe Biden's America, I'm saying. That's how a lot of people are feeling right now.
Oh, that was in 1986, bitch. That was wrong. Right? And so when I had Junebug, they had to give him a C-section. And so they tell Garrett, say, you need to go put on your cape and come in the emergency room, in the operating room. So the lady came in. She said, I don't know where your husband went. He just disappeared. He ran off and left me. He told me he about to have a panic attack. And so when I got back, when I was in labor walking with Gary Allen, they told me Gary had to go home. And I said, why? They say he's in my bed snoring. So he was disturbing other pregnant women.
He was sleeping in the hospital bed.
Dude, it's no
joke. He was so tired.
It's no joke. Those chairs are not comfortable, Dion.
No, oh, it's according to where you go. It's just really according to where you go.
Yeah.
When I had Ashley and Nikhil, of course, they did a piece of shit, so I had them by myself. I didn't have anybody.
But he crawled up in your hospital bed and went to sleep while you were in labor pains with Gary
Allen? I had to walk back and forth to bring the baby down.
And he was in the bed.
They said, he gonna have to go. And I was like, that's my husband. And they was like, no, he's gonna have to shut the fuck up and get out your bed.
Oh, that's too funny.
He was tired. But he wasn't the only nigga down there snoring. When Kier went in labor, Nikhil brought his video game and played it on her TV.
I have to admit, yeah, that's. I was like, I didn't want to be bored. I was, and we were there for a day and a half, 2 days. You're just like, ugh, is this ever going to end? Come on, get out. It is boring.
When is his birthday?
June 15th.
You having a one-year-old party?
We might, yeah. We hadn't talked about it. We don't typically do a lot of birthday. We had our first birthday party for Squish this past December. So we'll probably do something for his first. She just got to an age.
That's when you're going to make your second, right?
I hope. She better get to him quick. I'm getting old. I'm tired.
You better go shoot them in a sock, Chris. You don't want no more kids.
Do it now. Forever hold your peace.
I ain't going to say what I want to say.
Must have been bad then.
It was bad. I get canceled. With that said, make sure y'all go to MissPatComedy.com and check out my website for all the coming dates. I'm coming to New Orleans. I've never been to New Orleans. I'm excited about coming to New Orleans. I'm actually coming in a day early. Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm coming. Columbus, Ohio, I'm coming. Vegas, I'm coming. Atlantic City, I'm coming. I'll be in L.A. the first week of May. So make sure y'all go get y'all tickets. I'll be at the Balesto Theater at the Netflix is a joke. So make sure y'all get y'all tickets and come see me. I can't wait to see y'all. Good night. Bye-bye.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.